Two moments, the group will be welcomed by Mr. G.M. Leffler, Vice President of the Nestle Company, who will introduce today's speakers.
Distinguished guests, Father Mother, ladies and gentlemen, as this is an ably gathering, I welcome all of you as friends of Nestle. We are happy to have with us Father Eugene Mother, pastor of the Church of Our Lady of Sorrows, who will give us the invocation. Father Mother.
Let us pray. O Lord, who has commanded thy apostles to invoke the blessing of thy peace on any place they entered, sanctify through our ministry, we beseech thee, this edifice now being built. May it, by the ever-present aid of thy fatherly wisdom, be brought to perfect completion. May it serve thy providential purposes, the well-being of thy servants, and the glory of thy name. Bless its planners and its builders, and may all who enter here be moved to serve thee and their neighbors to the upbuilding of thine own eternal kingdom. Amen.
Thank you, Father Mother. We appreciate your coming to help us celebrate the laying of the cornerstone. This is a historical event which we have all looked forward to for a long time. About 5 years ago, we moved to White Plains, and we've been very happy here, and indeed grateful to all our friends who have been so very cooperative to us in our problems. The neighborly spirit has been most outstanding from a business point of view, as well as a personal basis to make every one of our employees at home in this delightful community. In June 1952, we had approximately 300 employees occupying several buildings which we had under lease. Our business has expanded so that today we have about 500 employees. We anticipated expansion, and at the very outset included in our plans the eventual construction of our own building where we could all be together under one roof. This occasion indicates that progress has been made, and we are looking forward to great anticipation to the day when we will be able to occupy these lovely offices. We are grateful for the progress that has been made, for the wholehearted cooperation of our architects, Eggers and Higgins, the general contractor, Hageman Harris, Gustav R. Regal, excavating contractor, and the many specialists and subcontractors whose services are so necessary to an undertaking of this sort. Many of them are here today, and I wish to take this opportunity to publicly express our appreciation for their fine work. It is anticipated that we will be in this building by the end of the year, and naturally all the Nestle employees join me in saying it can't be too soon. Let's hope we can celebrate Christmas in the building. Today, the laying of the cornerstone of our American headquarters building is an important event, not only to us, but to our parent company in Vevey, Switzerland. The Nestle organization is international in scope, and we look back with pride to our Swiss origin. Therefore, it is particularly fitting that we have with us today Mr. Hans William Gasser, Consul General of Switzerland, who has a message for us. Dr. Gasser.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is not often that the official representative of the Swiss government is afforded the opportunity to be present at so auspicious and memorable an event as the laying of a cornerstone for a new plant. I feel, therefore, all the more honored and privileged to participate in this happy occasion which has brought us together here today, especially as the firm erecting its new home is one of the oldest leading Swiss enterprises. the headquarters, legal domicile, and the overall planning and policy-making center, the Nestlé parent company, are still located at Vevey and Ham, respectively, in Switzerland, where the company had its very beginnings. What then could be more fitting and proper than to use as a cornerstone for the new headquarters of the American organization a piece of granite from the central massif of Switzerland, the St. Gotthard, in the canton of Uri, one of the three founding states of the Swiss Confederation in the year 1291. But more than this, in my country, granite is considered nature's hardest and most solid substance. The St. Gotthard Massif itself is for us a symbol of strength and security. I wish the new home of the American Nestlé organization every success. May Providence keep it prosperous and growing for the ever greater benefit of all concerned. I thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Gasser, for that fine message. We are most fortunate in having, as the head of the Nestlé Company, a gentleman who is a native of Switzerland and today is a U.S. citizen. He spent a number of years in Vevey, the home office, and different parts of the world, particularly the Far East, selling Nestlé products. We are very proud to have him as our leader, and although he is known to most of you, it is with much pride and pleasure that I introduce our president, Hans J. Wolfersberg.
First of all, I would like to thank Consul Gasser very much for his splendid address and for his coming here to help us in these ceremonies. I would also like to say a short word about the Master of Ceremony, Mr. George Loeffler, who is our Vice President in charge of operations and who has had more to do with pushing this project along than anyone else. If you see as many walls and bricks and granite and everything up as you see now, it is much to George's credit. I am told that most of the early settlers who came from Europe to this country roamed around for a little while. They didn't settle right away. It took them a time, maybe a generation or so, till they finally found where they wanted to settle down and make it their homestead. The Nestlé organization in their relations to the American continent worked in a rather similar way. It took us a long time to find our place where we wanted to settle, and in a way we did it almost in reverse. As Consul Gasser said, it took an American to go to Switzerland in order to bring us back here. By very lucky coincidence, we have today amongst our distinguished guests the great-granddaughter of Mr. George Page, Mrs. Frank Hoch, who sits here in front, and who has since then reversed the trend of her great-grandpappy by coming back to Westchester County and settling here with her husband, who is a banker in New York. Of course, it would not have been possible to fulfill our dreams without the help of many more citizens and many more civic authorities here, including particularly the Municipal Council, the Planning Commission, the Civic Arts Commission, and all the other city officials under the leadership of that genial mayor of yours, Ed McCallion. I take this opportunity to thank him and all his associates in City Hall most sincerely for the help they have given us in realizing our project. I think it is appropriate to mention here also that we are also very indebted to the good counsel and advice of a great civic leader who unfortunately is not with us anymore, Mr. J. Harvey Tenor, who certainly would have been proud to see how his counsel and advice helped us to realize our dreams. It now gives me great pleasure to introduce a man who's been closely connected with White Plains city affairs for many years and has for over 7 years been one of the best mayors the city has ever seen. He has a wonderful civic spirit, and he is about to tackle even a bigger job for his city and county and for all of us. The gentleman I'm talking about has been of immeasurable help to our company ever since we decided to move here, and I'm therefore particularly proud to present to you our mayor, Edwin McCallion.
Thank you, Mr. Wolfersburg, Father Murtha, Honorable Council Gasser, ladies and gentlemen. I was very much interested in Mr. Loeffler's remark about hoping to get the building open by Christmas. And I want to tell you, Mr. Wolfersburg, that there is no one rooting harder for you than a man in this audience, the assessor of the city of White Plains. In all seriousness, Mr. Wolfersburg and members of the Nestle Company, it is a privilege for us to have you as residents of our community. And we're as proud as you to have you call White Plains your home. May I, on behalf of the citizens of White Plains, formally welcome you to our city and to wish you many, many years of happiness and prosperity in our midst.
Thank you very much, Mayor McCallion. We are particularly helped by the women of America, because the women are the homemakers, and the homemakers do most of the shopping of food products, and I'm therefore particularly delighted to have with us here today as a representative of the women of America in general, and the women of White Plains in particular, Mrs. McCallion, the wife of the mayor. Mrs. McCallion has graciously agreed to help Mr. Gasser and me to lay the cornerstone of the building.
At this particular moment, Mrs. McCallion, the wife of the mayor of the city of White Plains, has picked up the silver trowel, and with the assistance of the president of the Nestle Company, Mr. Hans J. Wolfersburg, and the Consul General of Switzerland, Hans William Gasser, are now moving back to the corner of the room, about 3 feet, or 6 feet, I should say, in back of the speaker's stand, where Mrs. McCallion will apply the first trowel of cement to the cornerstone laying. We have just presented a special broadcast in conjunction with the cornerstone laying ceremonies of the new American headquarters building of the Nestle Company Incorporated at Bloomingdale Road in White Plains. Among those participating in today's ceremonies were Mr. G.M. Loeffler, the Vice President of the Nestle Company, the Reverend Father Eugene A. Murther, Pastor of the Church of Our Lady of Sorrows in White Plains, Mr. Hans William Gasser, Consul General of Switzerland, Mr. Hans J. Wolfersburg, President of the Nestle Company, Mayor and Mrs. Edwin G. McCallion of White Plains. Now this is Lenny Dillon speaking and saying to you, thanks for being with us. This is the Westchester Broadcasting Corporation.